Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
grass tumble. Hey, good morning, America. Good morning to everybody listening around the world. This is Rich Sheeben from Montana, and I'm going to be hosting today. And Kyle, this is Kyle's day. Before I introduce Kyle, a little bit of housekeeping. First of all, I want to thank Jason for engineering the program out of Minnesota. And the reason why I'm sitting in for Vince Fennelli today is because he's helping a friend build a garden. He called me yesterday, and where he lives in Missouri was 99 degrees. And there aren't words to describe the humidity that Missouri gets. It's just brutal. I mean, he basically says even walking around at his house, you feel like you're in a shower. It's so humid. So anyway, I wanted to tell you why he's not here and a little more information regarding housekeeping. And this is to benefit our good friend out of Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. And Vince sent me an email, and he wants me to tell those of you listening, whether you be instructors or people who care about our friend Gwyneth in Australia, who's having a difficult time, and she does need some help. And she's a very tough lady, extremely intelligent. We need to... She's probably one of the best writers, if not the best I've ever seen in my life. I mean, when she sends me an email, I literally got to allocate time just to read it because, and her English, her grammar, her spelling, everything is like perfection. So for those of you who want to write a book, and I think everybody should write at least one book in their life, I think it's so important to have a good ghostwriter to back you up, to give you ideas, solutions, suggestions, and Gwyneth is definitely qualified for that. So for those of you who want to help Gwyneth out, send Vince an email at instructor at usaprepares.com. Excuse me, instructor at usaprepares.com. And Vince will respond with contact information regarding her email and PayPal and things of that nature. So that being said, Kyle, are you with us?
I am.
How you doing, buddy? It's been a while since we chatted.
Oh, I'm doing well, Rich. I'm fixing to have a knee operation tomorrow, and so I have been busy as a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. So I'm just trying to work. I've already hauled probably close to 30 wheelbarrow loads of compost out there from where we keep it to the garden. It's about 30, 40 yards away. And so we're dumping it on there, and then I tilled up my garden. And I bought a – I don't know if I've talked to you about this, but I bought a older bottle. I have two of them now, but I bought another older model Mantis tiller. And for $10 at a garage sale because the guy couldn't get it started. And so I went online and ordered a carburetor, which cost me $11, and got it shipped in here and put the carburetor on it. And I've been using it all this year, and I've tilled up about, close to 14 beds with it. It just works like a charm. But
well, I'll tell you, Kyle,
anyway,
I'm starting to wonder, do you really need that knee surgery? I mean, your analogy of a one-legged contest was very appropriate prior to knee surgery. Yeah, I just want to let you know, hey, I can do it for half off. I used to be a taxidermist.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're going to throw a joke out there, I'm going to come back with one. But do you really need that knee surgery with all that work you're doing with the tiller and the wheelbarrow?
Well, the reason is because I'm dealing with an immense amount of pain with it. And I've had it replaced once, but this is having to be redone because the pain that I have on the side of my leg from this, and I'm just pushing through it right now, but the pain that I'm dealing with afterwards is just enormous. And so anyway, I figured I better get her fixed while I can, and the guy I've got lined up this time is a much better doctor, much better surgeon, I found out, than the one I had do it before. I went with a couple of doctors, friends of mine, suggestion upon who to use last time, and I just had a gut feeling that I shouldn't have done it. I should have went with somebody else. But anyway, I went with the suggestion of these two other doctors, and it was a bad idea. But he's not around here anymore. So anyway, I've got a good doctor, I think, lined up. And I think all they're going to need to do is replace the shim. I've been talking to them. And there's a shim in between the two stainless steel joints, and I'm thinking that that's probably what he will do. So the recovery time will not be as bad. But I've got just about everything done around here for, you know, my wife can do a lot of plant. We must have close to, 400 plants ready to go in the ground that we've been, you know, planted and put underneath grow lights and things like that. And we planted about 40 potatoes plants the other day, and we've got about another close to 60 about ready to go back into the ground again. So we're going to plant some more different variety of potatoes coming up here real soon. How many potatoes do you usually plant in a year?
I usually plant somewhere in the neighborhood of 5-6 hills. You know, I love the variety. So if I have too much of one thing, it doesn't really, and I realize with a possible famine coming and prices of inflation. And before I answer that question, I just want to let you know I have tons of articles on healthcare, election fraud, economy, corruption, on where the powers that be in the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization want to take us. I have all that information. So I just wanted to let you know the menu is wide and we can discuss anything that you want. But since we're talking about self-sufficiency and gardening and things like that, let's start with this topic first, Kyle. Now, I usually plant between 30 and probably 40 different kinds of vegetables. Okay. A lot of my vegetables come up because in the spring, or germinate in the fall, like my spinach, because I use heirloom open pollinated seeds. So I've been picking spinach here in northwest Montana. I know you live only about an hour and a half away, since the end of March. And a lot of my lettuces also self-propagate. I have sometimes I'll get a Swiss chard, things of that nature, or kale that self-propagate. But there's a lot of things, because I use open-pollinated heirloom seeds, they just come up. So what I do is when I plant my cabbage family, like my cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, whatever I decide to do, I always plant it in between my spinach starts so I can let my spinach bolt and go to seed when it's appropriate, and then they self-propagate for the fall and for next year. So I'm planting a little more in the root crop this year, but it's not just all potatoes. I got some beets. I got radishes. I really enjoy radishes. But beets are a great root crop to can. And, of course, in my greenhouses, I grow my squashes and my tomatoes and things of that nature. So
yeah.
To me, it's about the variety. And because, you know, we raise animals and I hunt and fish, you know, we get our meat that way. So did that answer your question, Cal?
Oh, yeah. I'm just curious about how many potatoes you usually put out there. But I agree with you. I think we are headed into some really rough times. And I love radishes. And we use a variety of beets that's our heirloom beet. And I do the same thing with our carrots and everything as well. But we use a breed of beet called a bull's blood beet. And man,
is that a beet, Kyle, for mostly for animals, a sugar beet for animals that grows really large?
Oh, no, it does not grow. It doesn't grow huge. They're only maybe, well, they can. I mean, I've had them get as big as, you know, 3 inches in diameter, but most of them are about an inch and a half in diameter. And it's just the color. They're a super dark red. And no, they're not for animals. Well, the animals can eat them, but we can up bunches and bunches and bunches of them. Actually, one of the things that we have started doing with the beets, because my wife will put them in stews and soups and stuff like that too, is we will shred them. We'll put them through a food processor and then dehydrate them. And then she will vacuum pack the glass jar once it's in there, because you can store so much more. We've been taking these bags of mixed vegetables that you get at the Chef's Choice or some of these other big food outlets that sells a lot to restaurants. And you can take a 5-pound bag, which is, you know, 4 inches, I'm guessing, thick, or 3 to 4 inches thick, and probably 16 by 16 inches big. It's a 5-pound bag of these frozen vegetables, and then take them and dehydrate them. And we can take them down to about a quart and a half. So literally, it just, and then you just take a few of those out, throw them in your soups and stews, and they rehydrate amazing. The other thing that we're starting to do that has been really good is taking potatoes and blanching them and then shredding them and then using them for like we would then dehydrate them. But then when we take them out, we're using them for hash browns. And they're amazing, Rich. I mean, amazing. I never knew that they could be so good dehydrated and then brought back so well. You just put them in some water, let them rehydrate for a few minutes, and then throw them on the skillet with some butter. And they are amazing. They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
anyway, we're doing a lot of.
Okay. Well, look, there's a lot of horror that's coming down the pike regarding what the World Economic Forum and the powers want to do worldwide. In Australia, basically, citizens of Victoria have been reportedly banned from growing their own food. And in China, they're literally dragging people out of their homes and putting them into quarantine camps. I'm reading articles here, folks. I'm not trying to, you know, scare you. I'm telling you what they want to do here. And even in Canada, the tyrannical authoritarian government have just announced they're going to pay to euthanize those people who are too poor to continue living with dignity. I want you to think about what I just said here. So we better prepare ourselves, not just to self-sufficiency, but synergy, saying it like it is, speaking up, and doing something about it. We'll be right back with Kyle from Montana. This is Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vince Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I am with Kyle from Montana. And we're talking about self-sufficiency. We're talking about gardening that we're starting out with. I'm going to throw a few articles in between. And one very important article is the AP suggests that Elon Musk is now a hypocrite for supporting free speech, while the press, the mainstream media, uses free speech to attack their critics. I mean, the hypocrisy, the double standards from the other side is unconscionable. I mean, you can't even put words to this. I mean, here's an article right here, queering up your classroom. Teachers are trained on injecting gender ideology into science and math class as well as sexual orientation. So, Kyle, think about the fact that if we didn't have free speech for you to discuss what you're talking about today, and your kids are being socially and politically indoctrinated to sexual orientation and gender ideology behind your back, and your country, like Australia, is being banned from growing their own food, and China's basically dragging people out of their homes and putting them into quarantine camps, and Canada is literally openly euthanizing people who are too poor. Can you imagine if you did not have free speech to say these things? How would you, you couldn't grow a garden, you couldn't live in your house, and the government decided you were too poor, so they wanted to kill you, murder you. What choice do you have if you don't have free speech, Kyle?
Well, I agree, Rich. You know, your choice is violence. You know, that's about, they're pushing, and to me, I don't understand. I've been wondering about this for a long time. You know, there was supposedly 7 million weapons in Australia when they started, or, yeah, 7 million, I think it was, weapons in Australia when they started confiscating them. And supposedly the amount that got destroyed was around 640,000 different weapons that they said they collected. Well, that leaves a little over 6 million weapons still in Australia. And it makes me wonder, why are these people, how far is the government going to be willing to push them, and how much will the people take before they start standing up and doing something about it? And if you, even if you look at China, those people have been disarmed forever, but there's a billion of them people. And they're starting to take these people and put them in, you know, like you said, re-education camps and locking them in. And how long is it going to take before people do something? I mean, I don't understand. In Canada's, you know, there's a lot more guns in Canada than what they want to admit. It's coming to the point to where I think it's coming to a head where the only thing that the governments are allowing is going to be some type of a violent overthrow. It seems like the whole entire world is being set up for that. And your opinion, what you think?
Well, heck, I've mentioned not dozens, not even hundreds, probably thousands of articles of corruption of our government who's not doing their job. The FBI, DOJ, CIA, judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers, FDA, NIH, CDC, the World Health Organization now trying to end UN or U.S. sovereignty along with 194 other countries. The wealthy are creating extra passports for themselves, getting prepared to leave the country. You know, the DOJ, FBI, NSA helping out Hillary Clinton and the DNC with this Russian collusion that they proved was done by the DNC and Hillary Clinton. There's no arrest. What about Uranium One? What about the presidential coup or multiple coups against President Trump, the treason, sedition, espionage, racketeering, censorship, surveillance, crimes against the First and Second Amendment, ignoring antitrust monopoly laws, FISA fraud? Look, the people are sitting back thinking, are any of these government workers and big corporations going to do their job? And the answer looks like no. So
right.
You're right. I mean, look, no one wants a war. But what we need to do is wake people up with all this financial gimmickry, the loss of manufacturing, loss of border, proven plan January 6 BS, no election integrity, purge military, purge healthcare, phony money, phony economy, phony education and academia. We have to speak up. We have to connect the dots.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Senate vote is possible Thursday on emergency aid for Ukraine. The House approved a $40 billion package on Tuesday. However, dozens of lawmakers voted against the measure. One was Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy, who explains why.
We got it at 3 p.m. yesterday. We were then voting on the rule by the evening. We were voting on the bill by 8 o'clock. Keep in mind that $53 billion total, that's the entire annual budget of the Department of Homeland Security.
About $13 billion in aid has already been allocated for Ukraine. It's time to start circling dates on the fall calendar. The 2022 NFL schedule set to be released at 8 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. All 32 teams from around the league will find out when and where they will be playing this upcoming season. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A passenger with no flying experience is earning praise for landing a plane after the pilot experienced a medical emergency this week. Bobby Morgan is the air traffic controller who helped the passenger fly the plane safely. He tells NBC News,
I would give him an A-plus in my book, and if it was up to me, I would hand him a pilot certificate.
Because this just doesn't happen like this.
It doesn't happen, and he proved that he's ready for it. I did ask him if he wanted to be a pilot, and he said, heck no.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the state's legislature to allow families to put education dollars towards schools of their choice, including private schools. Abbott saying empowering parents means giving them the choice to send their children to any public school, charter school, or private school with state funding following the student. New York Supreme Court Judge Arthur Engoron released former President Donald Trump from a civil contempt court order on Wednesday, provided Trump pays a $110,000 fine and meets other conditions by May 20th. The judge saying he wants the fine paid and warning he would reinstate the contempt order and apply it retroactively if Trump failed to comply. The NBA playoffs continue Thursday night with the Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Miami Heat and the Dallas Mavericks playing host to the Phoenix Suns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash today. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince today. I'm with Kyle from Montana. Kyle, we kind of touched on this a little bit. I'm going to pick your brain here. You know, we have, you know, speaking of growing your own food, prices going up with inflation. We have food processing plants burning down on purpose. We have baby food shortages. Our Congress is literally giving over $40 billion to Ukraine and only $500 million to our farmers. And you can't even make this stuff up. I mean, we have household debt, individual debt, corporate debt, government debt hitting all-time highs. When this comes down, the margin call is going to be uncontrollable. We have Wall Street Journal warning that rolling blackouts are coming to America and the transition to green energy has failed. You know, it really hasn't failed because they need part of the whole thing is to take down America. We have U.S. News warning that gasoline prices hits a new record high. And then Jen Psaki basically is saying that no one could have predicted all this record gas prices and record inflation. Well, yet I give articles like this all the time. Biden cancels oil and gas leases. This is all made, manufactured. It's deliberate. Diesel is going through the roof. Diesel supplies are about ready to collapse. So trucking, railroads, construction, farming, fertilizer, I mean, everything is going to be directly impacted. While in Europe, gas importers are surrendering to Russia and buying gas in rubles, and Putin's actually giving his people a plan B and backing the ruble with at least partial gold. I mean, all these warfare schemes by the so-called West to stop Russia is basically making Russia rich again and putting money and prosperity into China's arms and hands as well. Your comments, Kyle.
Oh, I totally agree, Vince. And you know, Rich, I agree with you that these things are fixing to come down around people's ears, and we're not paying attention. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day who brought up Y2K, you know, about preparedness. Well, we don't want to do another Y2K, you know, where we had all of this stuff, ready and nothing happened, you know. And it's like I told them, I said, I don't care. Where the Y2K was a theoretical thing that possibly could have happened, and you prepared for it, for the potential of it. I said, it's different this time. I said, even if somebody was practically blind, and you had to go to the grocery store, if that's all you looked at, prepare for what you can see right in front of you. Good grief. I mean, it doesn't take any the slightest inkling of common sense to start growing your own food or purchasing and dehydrating and canning and doing as much as you can. You know, Rich, the other day, I noticed you mentioned the baby food shortage. My daughters and stuff are starting to stock up on this stuff because both of them still work and one of them's fixing to have a baby. And so she's stocking up on this stuff. But I noticed yesterday we were in Costco to get a little bit more for our daughter, the one daughter that's buying a lot of it. And she said, when we went over there, they're limiting you to two. You can only get two per day of the baby formula. And they only had maybe, I'm guessing, about four cases sitting on the shelf, maybe five or six, but not more than that. To me, it's like, folks, if you don't wake up really quick, you're fixing to get caught in this whirlwind. I agree with you, Vince. The bad news that's everywhere is overwhelming. And the only way that the things that the Biden administration are doing to this country make any sense at all is if you really thought and could finally wrap your mind around the fact that this guy has declared war on the American people, and there is a war against this country, and we're in a war whether we like it or not. And the only way this makes sense is that if we are in a war and we're being led by a traitor, that's the only way to wrap your mind around what this moron and this group of communists in the government are doing. That's the only way to wrap your mind around it. And I can't believe how many people can't seem to grasp that. And what is even worse and harder for me is to think that the men and women that are serving in the military are allowing it when they have the potential and the capability to stop it. but they won't do it. And I'm sorry, but to me, that makes them, my dad used to say, most Americans, when we get into war, are a bunch of gutless wonders. And he, because he was in Korea and saw a lot of it. And he said, it's amazing to me how many of them were gutless wonders. And I'm afraid that that is what we turned our whole entire military into.
Yeah, no one will disagree with you, Kyle. I mean, you look at people are waking up, though, to the fact that it's now a left-right paradigm. You know, the Democrat Party has definitely been hijacked, and the Rhino Republicans are right there with them. They're basically traitors and American sellouts. I mean, we're using words. The independent slash truth slash new media is really using words like authoritarian, totalitarian, fascist, corrupt, tyrannical, communist, insurrection. I mean, we literally have no consumer confidence in the system. There's no more trust. And that's why, you know, commerce, economy, future prosperity, opportunity is almost being eliminated for the people, because it's very obvious the consolidation of power, money, and control by the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, just the powers that be, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Morgans, Carnegies, all the wealthy families are pulling all the strings. We are now being called all over the independent media a failed state, basically a banana republic. I mean, just look at some of these. I'm going to mention a few more articles here just to talk about corruption, since we kind of went there. Russia implicates now regarding the biolab update. Pfizer, Moderna, Merck, Obama, Soros, the Clintons, Bidens, Rockefellers, and other people. It'd be very interesting to see the proof and the paperwork that they have after the invasion of Ukraine, because we all know that the biolabs and the money laundering is all a big part of it. And Durham judge blocks evidence of Hillary Clinton ties to Spygate. I mean, our judges, our lawyers, our politicians, they've literally sold out the American people. Another article here, Bill Clinton advisor tied to Jeffrey Epstein commits suicide. I think the word suicided is now a verb in America. And whistleblowers reveal FBI investigated parents who spoke at school board meetings as domestic terrorists, despite Garland's testimony of the opposite. So basically, he perjured himself, but it doesn't matter. There's no rule of law. There's no due process. And there's a lot of troubling things happening behind the scenes in the FBI with new whistleblowers leaking documents to Project Veritas. And I urge the American people to look into that. Look, we're so corrupt. I mean, the same thing with election fraud. New Mexico identified a feature in the Dominion voting machines that allowed ballots to be filled out by the machine itself. And they found systems across the country that have that same functionality to create ballots and fill them out. But are you seeing any arrest? I mean, the movie 2,000 Mules with Dinesh D'Souza came out. I don't know if you saw that, Kyle. Basically, Trump won with 306 Electoral College votes. And so-called Fox and Newsmax, the so-called conservative outlets, they don't want to say it because they've been bought and paid for or blackmailed. And even with the most conservative example, Trump won with 279 Electoral College votes. The conclusion was that the election was stolen in heavy Democrat counties. This is terrible. I mean, the 2,000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza secured 4 million minutes with help from True the Vote like Kathy Engelbrecht of security video surveillance and cross-referenced it with cell phone geo-tracking. I mean, it showed videos of people taking off their surgical gloves. They got the tracking showing people crossing state lines, going from ballot box to ballot box. I mean, there's so much proof that President Trump won this election, but yet no one's doing anything, never, whether it be the military. You know, I hear all these words like devolution. Oh, it's a sting operation. Oh, it's this. But I don't see anybody do anything. So, Kyle, I mean, what does this is why, you know, on USA Prepares, we talk about ideas and solutions on frugality, on being self-sufficient. Just to go off into a tangent, since we did discuss gardening a little bit, we know that Montana, especially Western Montana, has gotten very popular. And where you live now, I'm sure you heard, Kalispell is the surpassed Bozeman for rate of growth and is now ranked the number one fastest small growing city in the country. But everybody, all the tradesmen are so busy, the builders, the people who put in septic and drain fields, the well drillers. I mean, they're backed up. Some of these guys are backed up years. Hey, what do you, since I talked about that, what's your opinion, Kyle, of composting toilets and incinerating toilets in lieu of septic and drain fields? And so many of these guys are so busy. What do you think about that?
Well, I would use it. I would use one if I couldn't get it done. You know, if I couldn't get a septic done, I would probably use either one of those. I only have, I don't have practically any experience with the composting toilets, but a good friend of mine used to have the incinerator type that, you know, basically would burn everything up. And he had one of those, and he loved it. They had it next to on a island, kind of a edge of a lake thing that where they couldn't put in a regular toilet. So he had in his house one of those things. They do go through a bit of propane. I mean, you know, I don't know exactly how much because I never really discussed that with him. But he loved it. I mean, there was no smell, no anything, you know. So it anything's possible. It can be done, you know. It's just
yeah,
a matter
see, here,
of
here in my neck of the woods, we weren't known for a lot of regulations and codes, but they're coming in now because so many people are moving here. And now from what I'm hearing, if you have 2 acres or less, you can't do gravity feed septic and drain field anymore. You have to put in a pump system, which is very expensive. So I can't see a composting toilet or even an incinerating toilet being the cost of today's septic and drain fields with today's codes.
Oh, not even close. Yeah, I don't know what it is currently because I've not even looked into it. But I remember that my friend that had his when he put his in. I think he said it cost them because he doesn't do his own piping. I mean, I do all of my own gas piping and all of it. I do it all because I redone my entire house. It was all electric, and I gutted it and piped the whole entire thing for propane.
Always believed that the closer to Earth,
so we put a. But yeah, I remember. I think he said his cost about $500 back then. This is 10 years ago. About $500 to have it done, and then the toilet was a little over a couple grand.
We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com.
Oh, that is great.
Or call
877-878-4203. I think we are, Kyle. We'll be right back,
folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about saving money, whether it be gardening, canning, dehydrating, avoiding septic and drain fields with possible composting toilets, incinerating toilets, could be an outhouse. We all have to think outside the box, not just talk outside the box, but live outside the box because of price increases. You know, all this inflation talk from the powers that be, oh, it's just transitory. We all knew it wasn't. It's all BS. Look, when you have central banks, private central banks, printing money out of thin air, doing fractional reserve lending, doing stock buybacks, too big to fail, too big to jail with bailouts and welfare for the rich, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in, where nobody earns anything anymore. Everybody thinks that inflation is just, oh, money printing and higher prices. No. When we have open borders the way we do, we have people who are unvetted illegal immigrants competing for food and jobs with the bottom 93% of income earners. And then you have government spending through the roof with, you know, $40 billion going to Ukraine. I mean, it's such an absolute joke. How come this didn't happen in Syria or Libya or Iraq or Afghanistan or Somalia or Palestine or Yemen? I mean, all this, it's because of the biolabs, the money laundering, and the children of Congress who got jobs without earning it. Pelosi's kid, Kerry's kid, Mitt Romney's kid, Joe Biden's kid. These people didn't earn anything, so they got to cover up the crimes. That's what's going on. So inflation, when you really think about all this money shuffling and creative accounting, it's all used for non-productive, non-earning purposes going to the super wealthy. And we're going to see more and more lower velocity of money, less consumer confidence, only government's going to grow. And when the music stops, there's going to be bankruptcy, defaults, and delinquencies. And debt is deflationary by nature. But right now, inflation is still happening because it's a hidden tax. The wealth, when the March calls come in and the music stops, everybody, all the little people are selling everything in a fire sale. For pennies on the dollar, and the wealthy comes in and buys everything for pennies on the dollar. You have to remember, two-thirds of Americans are already living paycheck to paycheck. Their goal, by the powers that be, is you to be insolvent. So keep that in mind. Any comments on what I just said about inflation, Kyle?
Oh, I agree. You know, I hate the fact that this area right in here has turned into the number one spot. I hate it. I wish the county commissioners would stop all building. I really do. I hate it because people don't realize that when I grew up here, I moved irrigation pipe on a lot of these fields that are extremely productive, wheat and barley and alfalfa fields, and now they're turning them into housing projects. And these people that are moving in here, Rich, I have run into so many of them that a double line over a hill is just a challenge. I mean, they're morons. So many of them are just so, they're dumber. My dad used to say, and it fits so well, they ain't got the sense God give a goose to fly backwards. It just, it irritates me to no end. And what's going to happen is as soon as there is a major downturn, all of these high wages that everybody's getting right now, and everybody's getting them. I mean, I've got friends that are just making bank. And it's barely, they're still barely keeping up with inflation, but still they think they're spending money like, you know, for stupid things like $1,300 phones and brand new $70,000 Suburbans, and they're making an amazing amount of money. But just imagine what's going to happen when all of a sudden there's a huge downturn and a collapse of this economy, and you've got 100,000 people trying to fight for 10,000 jobs. You know, they're going to be able to pay you a song and sing it themselves, just to be able to get. So your wages will plummet, and then you'll have all of these hungry, starving people that are sitting out here in these huge rental projects that are everywhere, that are hungry, I guarantee you, these people moving in here from out of state, they know what it's like to have to steal. Because they say theft and violent crimes around this area. I have friends of mine that are cops, lots of them. And they said it is through the roof compared to what it was just a couple of years ago. It's terrible, and I hate it. But luckily, I'm out of the fray of most of it. And most of the people around here are fairly afraid of me, and they should be, because if I catch them on my property, it's going to be a bad day for them. I can't hardly stand the stupidity of what's happening and how our society themselves are watching it just go down in a year and a half. Can you imagine this? In a year and a half, it's dropped this far.
All planned by design. Death, destruction, treason, sedition, no consequences. See, we're reaping the consequences of inaction towards political correctness, folks. This is what's happening. We got to speak up. We need to decentralize and be self-sufficient. We'll be right back for hour number two after this break. We appreciate you being here.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.